Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G,
Yo, and George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah! On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Third and final hour, Gallant and George. No Joe, just Paul. Joe is in Chicago. He's going to be there the next couple of days, taking care of some things. We hope he enjoys the time off. I did text him this morning. He said it's 44 degrees there. We got hit by a cold front. But our cold front means that the fall has officially begun. I saw that tweet from Lance. It is true. The fall does not officially begin until we got a couple of days where we're talking about 60-degree temperatures. I'm still wearing the shortest of shorts, I'll have you know. But I did decide to wear a T-shirt underneath my basketball jersey. Wearing a Mario Ellie Houston Rockets basketball jersey. I don't know why they went away from the ketchup and mustard. Does anyone understand why they did that? They win back-to-back titles, and they move away from it. We saw this past weekend in the NFL, a couple of teams that are wearing their throwback uniforms, and they used to stink when they wore those throwback uniforms. The Denver Broncos 2 weeks ago, the Seattle Seahawks 2 weeks ago, the Patriots this past Sunday. I'm sure we'll see the creamsicle Buccaneers uniforms at one point. And those uniforms look good, but they didn't win with those uniforms. And that's why they should only be throwbacks, even though they look so good, if they were to be worn all the time. Like the Broncos look that they won two Super Bowls for the first time was with the Bronco that looks like he's taken some steroids. And by some, I mean all of them.
And the, like, this is what a futuristic jersey looked like in 1998
yes.
jerseys?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Patriots had the same thing with the Flying Elvis. I've never understood that logo, but it's easy to draw, so you had that going for you.
And credit for them for sticking, both those teams, for sticking with those
jerseys
for like 15 years.
But the Rockets, for whatever reason, moved away from
the
uniforms that they wore.
In the middle.
You're right. Right after they won.
Right after they theoretically could have gone for a three-peat, or they could have had a three-peat.
The worst part about it, when they moved straight to pander to China, to the melting communism jerseys for Yao Ming, that was the worst. I at least like the pajama uniforms. I know a lot of people don't. The pinstripes with the rocket. I thought those were actually pretty cool. I'm in the minority on that.
I think it's a how young you were when they came out.
Fair enough.
And then now nostalgia glasses where it's like, no, those are good.
They look so much better than the ones that they wore, though, for the entire Yao Ming, Tracy McGrady era all the way through James Harden. Until the very end where they finally modernized it a little bit.
Like the Chris Paul kind of jerseys. Those were a little bit better.
Correct.
And now they kind of backslid again. I don't really like the current ones.
You don't think so?
Nah.
They're better than the melting communism.
Yeah.
The melting communism, I hated, and it was melting communism. You can't tell me anything else. They may as well have just put the flag of China on the jerseys.
Yeah, the shoulder things, or the shoulder stripes.
Awful.
I never really understood them.
Me neither. Anyway, D'Amico Ryans, head coach of the Houston Texans, at his Monday press conference, had this to say about what his defense needs to do to slow down Jordan Love and the Packers' offense.
For our defense this week, we have to play our defense the right way. You know, I'm not proud of everything that we put on tape yesterday. It was, we allowed a lot of plays that happen there because of bust and mistakes that was self-inflicted. So for us defensively, it's not a matter of the Packers. It's all about us and playing the defense the right way, and then we'll see what happens.
I think this game on Sunday in Green Bay will be the Texans' fourth toughest game all year. And I know they lost to the Vikings, but going into that game, you didn't take them seriously. It is a tougher game than the one that they just won over the Buffalo Bills at home because it's on the road. It's against a quarterback in Jordan Love, who is on the same level as C.J. Stroud, who has a better receiving core than Josh Allen did going into that game. I mean, they're number two. He's a great number two receiver, but Khalif Shakir, the Bills receiver, he wasn't able to play in that game. It's just Keon Coleman. That's why they made the trade for Amari Cooper that they did. And if they were playing the Bills in a couple of weeks, I would have the Bills higher than the Packers as far as toughest tests for the Texans all year. But this is going to be tough because you don't have Kamari Lassiter. He's going to be out a couple of weeks with a scapula injury. And you don't have Jimmy Ward, so it means that you're going to have D'Angelo Ross, who's largely been a special teams player, continue to step up. And you're going to need Kalen Bullock to mature really quickly. He's going to have to make more plays like he did on Sunday, where he's in the right place. Maybe he doesn't have the best tackling angles at USC, but I feel like he's got incredible range. And as a safety, you should always be close to the action, whether it's to get an interception or to punch out a football. So they're going to have to step up. Fourth toughest test for the Texans all year. Number three, it's against the Lions, Sunday Night Football in a couple of weeks. Two, at the Chiefs on December 21st. You only have 6 days to prepare for that. The toughest game all year is going to be the Christmas Day game on a Wednesday against the Ravens. I mean, it's a short week after playing the Chiefs. Third game in 10 days.
Yeah.
And it's against a team that's beat you by a combined, 59 to 19 the last 2 years? So,
yeah.
They also added Derrick Henry. And Derrick Henry in December, by the way.
And Derrick Henry, who has like four 200-yard rushing games against your team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And again, third game in 10 days.
Correct.
Good luck, guys.
But this is one of the toughest games left for the Texans all year. And I feel like bare minimum, just given what the schedule is and what the record is right now, anything less than 11-6 is completely unacceptable. 11-6 would be a little bit disappointing for all the hype, though I think that's what I predicted going into the year. This is going to be a tough game on Sunday. If I had to pick between these two quarterbacks, we did this in the first hour of the show. I went through a bunch of statistics comparing Stroud and Jordan Love. They are pretty similar, but I think the difference with Stroud, at least right now, is that Stroud in crunch time has proven, at least in the regular season, more often than Love, that he is reliable, that he's consistent, and he's not going to turn the football over. So, two items of thought. Where does this rank among tough games for the Houston Texans this year? And who would you rather have between C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love? I did ask for suggestions for a theoretical future dating segment, and we got a lot of suggestions here. Because for those who don't know, I am single. I believe Dell and I are the only two hosts who are not married at this station.
Yes, I believe so.
And the only ones who are also without children at this station as hosts. I think, Sean, are you the only producer that does not have... Dell, I forgot. Dell produces the morning show. So, okay. Because B-Mac is a daddy. Got it. Okay.
Yes. He's Daddy Pig. Shout out to Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, interesting.
He was telling me about all the Peppa Pig that he has to watch.
The fake Peppa Pigs online. The menace for the children. Ever heard of that?
No.
No, that's why they have to make warnings on YouTube now, because some people do videos that look like they're Peppa Pig.
Oh, but they voice them? Like, they change the, like, voice parts of it?
No, they start off looking like Peppa Pig, and then they get really violent. I kind of want to watch these.
I was going to say, these are kind of cool.
It does seem, it's sort
maybe,
of...
Maybe this is why we're the ones that don't have kids. Because sure. When we hear that, we're like, sick.
That sounds awesome. Oh, Peppa Pig just got grilled.
But it's like Pulp Fiction, yeah.
Peppa Pig, but she's on a spit. segment idea, though, because people, for whatever reason, they like to hear about my many, many failures out in the dating world. Here are some suggestions. Hugh Dabb says dating tips and tricks.
I don't know if I love the word tricks in the middle of a dating segment. Or tips.
Well, I think that it's a suggestive name, mm-hmm. you know, if you think about it. King of All Twitches says heartbreaks and hookups. I don't really like to brag about the latter. I like this one from King of All Twitches. Late Nights and Love Bites with Pauly G.
Okay.
Hugh Dabb, Gallant's got game. No, I can't do that. I don't have game. I don't. Like, honestly, the fact that I am single, despite being reasonably attractive, at least my mommy tells me that, is probably an indictment on a great many flaws that I have. One of my friends sent me this today. This kind of hurt my feelings, but it is true. Sometimes I don't know if trains, they call me the PG train, self-absorbedness is him playing into his own stereotype or real. I don't even know. The answer to that
one. Got me.
He did get me. I even said, yep, that's me.
Hand up.
We could say the segment is called It's Not You, It's Me. I don't hate that one.
It's not you, it's PG.
Ooh, okay. Okay. I don't hate that at all. That's a good one, Sean. Yeah. It's not you, it's PG. Not so hard facts with Paul.
Hey. No. I mean, if we actually do get the little blue pill to sponsor, then maybe.
Well, you know what? Investors, possibly you. This segment should be called, I'll do it in parrot voice. Paulie, want a matcher? What?
Thank you for doing it in parrot voice.
What? Paulie, want a matcher? And the last one, how about what's up? Not Paul. That's funny. One last text. It's a bleeping shame you can't find a woman around here. They must think you're too feminine. Yes. And I have a cat. Feminine with a cat. A acquaintance of mine, Jeremy Jensen, big Instagram following. I guess he's going to be on the Nightcap on Fox 26, and he was showing on his Instagram story the many icks that women have with specific men. And one of the ones that showed up was, he has cats? Ew. And that hurt my heart a little bit inside.
You can't take those personally, you know?
It does feel, though, like there are a lot of women who hate cats, even though there's a lot of single childless cat ladies out there.
Yeah. There needs to be a connect that bridge from the cat ladies to the cat dads. I feel like that should be an easy match, but for some reason the math there doesn't work.
No, it doesn't quite work. Someone on the Twitch, Chris from Sam Houston, Paul's going to be single forever with a purple phone case. Is that a red flag? I have a purple phone case.
Oh, I didn't even notice the purple phone case.
You don't want to know why? Because it's an OtterBox, and this costs $20 less than the OtterBox that has a cool color, and I'm that cheap.
What? Why is it $20?
It was ridiculous. Yeah, it's $20 off for purple. But black was $40. This is $20. And I drop my phone all the time. So I need these things. Yeah. I need them. All right. It is. I can't do that, Junior Broncos. I can't do that. That's a good one. Pursuing something that begins with a P. Cannot do that. Cannot do that.
Maybe if you're trying to buy another cat.
Pursuing perfection. I cannot do that.
You're cat shopping.
You were warm there, Joe. You were cat shopping. Jesus. It's Gallant and George. No Joe, just Paul. Stay put.
Listening to Gallant and George on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
More suggestions coming in for a theoretical segment about dating for me. Joe's in Chicago. He'll be back next week. So many of them I can't do. Finding a Peach with Paul. PG with the Paulie G. Lost at Sea. Keep them coming. We'll come up with something eventually. Put some bells and whistles into it. Give it a nice open. Now, I've been trying to get you guys on the Houston Texans bandwagon. I believe in C.J. Stroud. And while they are no longer 5-1, they're 0-0. It's a Wednesday, and we're on to Green Bay. This is a good football team. And I don't want you to be last on the bandwagon, okay? When it comes to the Houston Astros, no one remembers when you jumped on the bandwagon anymore. But in the first couple of years, it is cool to be the guy who jumped on first, is it not?
I believed in them back in the day. I had them going 10-7 last year. Blah.
You know, it is fun to be able to rub that in people's faces. It does make you a bit of a hipster, like the guy who's a fan of an indie band who says, oh, I liked them before they went mainstream and sold out. Oh, that's great. Cool. Now everybody else is enjoying them. You don't need to ruin the mood for everybody. But it's cool to be on the bandwagon first when it comes to sports. Because you'll actually appreciate, say this actually pays off with a Texans Super Bowl, this on a level that the people who came afterwards will never quite understand. That's the one thing that you have over the fake news bandwagoners, you know? But if you're on the bandwagon first, and I know a lot of people are a little skeptical about this team, I don't blame you. This franchise does have a history. We'll just call it that. A history. But there's already people jumping on the bandwagon. And we're talking cool people. We're talking famous people. First on the bandwagon, 50 Cent. Houston's own 50 Cent, a Houston rap legend. Can we claim him as a part of Houston rap now? Because Houston rap, it had its day, but I mean, it's been a while, right? And I don't think anyone counts Mr. Missouri City, Travis Scott, whatever his real name is, as Houston rap.
Yeah.
I don't, at least. Well, I don't. I actually, as someone who likes all music, I truly do not understand the appeal for Travis Scott.
I think Megan Thee Stallion would like a word.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah,
she's part of Houston.
She's
rap.
The Gen Z. She's the one with the torch right now. Yeah, I think a Houston rap legend, 50 Cent, and then you don't say Houston rap legend. It's a rap legend in Houston.
Correct.
50 Cent.
Yes. But I'm going to call him Houston rap legend instead.
That works too.
Because he is now a Houston Texans fan. We saw him at NRG Stadium for the Bills game. He had a Texans hat on. Who would have thought that 50 Cent would wear a Houston Texans hat? The man who always wore New York Yankees hats.
Yeah.
He's wearing a different kind of Yankee blue. Houston Texans. LeBron James might be on the bandwagon. LeBron James is at least a C.J. Stroud fan. I don't know how many people saw this tweet during Texans-Patriots on Sunday. Man, C.J. throws a beautiful ball, man. Love watching him play. Now, LeBron James, I believe, is an Ohio State fan and would probably tell you that he's an Ohio State alum by proxy because he was the best player in the state of Ohio, so he should have automatically been the best player at Ohio State. That does check out.
Yeah, I guess.
It is a little annoying, but it does check out. And honestly, even though I'm not the biggest LeBron fan, I'm going to let LeBron James be at the very least, C.J. Stroud fan, if not a Houston Texans fan. So the bandwagon's getting cool now, okay? It's not just Clay Walker anymore. It's 50 Cent and it's LeBron.
Did the Texans have a celebrity fan before Clay, or other than Clay Walker, before C.J. Stroud?
Yeah, they did. You know who he is. Sketch.
Oh, no.
He's a
video game streamer
who was exposed as having a gay porn OnlyFans.
I mean, like, in the Kubiak era.
I
feel like it was only, like, Paul Wall.
Yeah, it was just Houston rappers. song that Slim Thug put out.
Yeah.
Houston, Texas on my wall, right? Or whatever that song is. Yeah.
There really wasn't, like, a, you know.
I mean, J.J. Watt is kind of a cool Houston Texans fan now, and he played for the team.
like 4 years ago.
Right.
Very recently.
Exactly. Like, he is a celebrity Houston Texans fan, and he's actually like a Texans alumni.
Aaron Foster is also It's also
yeah, but Arian Foster's not as cool as he used to be, you know? He does a podcast, but I don't know. He kind of went to the side a little bit too long, and I feel like had he buttered weed jabronis in the media up a little more, that maybe the coverage of him and his inclusion in things would be a little more favorable. But no, there's not many cool Texans fans. I don't think Beyonce would co-sign this. Jim Parsons from the Big Bang Theory, I don't think he would co-sign this.
He also wouldn't qualify.
He wouldn't qualify? He's not cool enough? He's Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, fine.
We're talking cool.
We're trying to add cool people to the Houston Texans bandwagon. And you know what, Joe? Excuse me, Sean. Yeah. Sorry. Hey, listen, at least I didn't call the Paul Gallant show with Joe out.
I know. You're actually... I don't want to talk. I don't want to, you know, I'll do Todd Callis and I won't talk about it.
I know. It's a no hitter now. It's not a perfect game anymore. But there's a video, Sean, that you saw featuring two of our favorite celebrities. And I think there's a chance that we could bring these guys into the fold of Houston Texans fandom.
He did justice.
Yeah.
Quinn Ewers did the We Bring the Boom Dance. Can you imagine that? Scores a touchdown for the Texas Longhorns, and what does he do?
The We Bring the Boom Dance.
We bring the boom. That's what we do. We bring the boom. This guy's going to be one of the top quarterbacks taken in this year's draft class. That's a big boom.
Guess what?
What's up, Big Justice?
He might be going to the Giants.
Whoa, the New York Giants?
That's a big
boom. We got nothing against Daniel Jones, but Daniel Jones never did the We Bring the Boom Dance.
We got nothing against Daniel Jones. Okay. They're clearly Giants fans, and every Giants fan deep down has something against Daniel Jones. If Quinn Ewers doing the Bring the Boom Dance is enough to make them big fans of Quinn Ewers, C.J. Stroud has to do it next. It might be a little corny. He might be called a cornball if he does it. Doesn't matter. We're trying to make the Texans fan base the coolest thing possible. For those who don't know, those were the voices of A.J. and Eric, Big Justice, DeFomo. They are the Costco guys. And they're a big deal. They're a bigger deal than the Hawk Tua girl, Haley Welch, who we also would welcome on the Houston Texans bandwagon. It seems like when she jumps on bandwagons, there's actually a little bit of success involved. But these guys, the Costco guys, they are Costco influencers.
They might be the most famous person we've talked about in this segment.
For sure. And you know what? I want to bring them aboard, especially if they can bring songs to the table like this. You thought Football Time in Houston was one of the greatest works of art ever? Well, wait until you hear this one from the Costco guys.
We bring the boom! That's what we do! We bring the boom!
Quarter past three.
Bring the boom so loud the whole earth shakes.
With double chunk chocolate cookies
and chicken bakes. Buy some and try some. Bring the boom that everybody deserves.
And we call him Big Justice because that's what he serves.
We bring the happiness and laughter when we enter the room. And we're changing up the world with the boom or doom.
We bring the boom. Hell yeah.
All right, that's enough.
We don't want to drive everybody off.
To go subscribe to them, yeah.
The Costco guys, look, they're bringing laughter and happiness. Don't you want that on the Texans bandwagon?
I do want a double chocolate chunk cookie. I want those. Those need to be on the brand.
Double chunk chocolate cookie. I want these guys to be a part of our family. Football's family. Costco can be family. Let's bring the Costco guys here. There's a lot of great Costcos here in Houston. I go to both of them. I go to the one that's on Richmond.
in the Galleria. I go to the one that's in Bunker Hill from time to time. You can catch me there. Costco, I like it.
Boom.
They bring the boom. So I want to bring these guys on the Texans bandwagon. There's a couple of people I don't want on the Texans bandwagon. Number one, Ted Cruz. Ted, please don't come. Don't come. I'm going to come. No, don't come. Do not come. We do not want you here. The record is very bad when Ted Cruz shows up for a home game for any Texas team or school. I don't know the last time that he has been seen at a game. I think it was Astros Tigers. The Astros lost. I want to say the record is 2-14. Politics aside, Ted, we don't want you.
Just stay out of our state.
It's really about bad luck. It's not about anything else. It really isn't. Also, I don't want this person on the bandwagon, even though this person is exactly the kind of person that on these dating segments I would like to meet someday. Sabrina Carpenter, who is a famous pop artist. For those who don't know, she of late has been wearing the jerseys of teams that she has been in town for tour.
Yeah, in the stadiums. Yeah,
she wore a Philadelphia Phillies jersey right before they lost to the Mets in Game 4. She wore a Toronto Maple Leafs jersey in Toronto right before the Maple Leafs lost their season opener to the Montreal Canadiens. And, oh boy, this is probably worst of all. Last week, before Cowboys-Lions, she was wearing a Cowboys sweater. That's a pretty bad week.
That's bad.
That's a bad week.
Normally, like Ted Cruz, he spreads them out.
Right.
It's over a couple months.
This is just three for three bad juju. No Ted Cruz, no Sabrina Carpenter, but Hawk to a Girl, in. Mm-hmm. Costco guys, in.
Boom.
Already got 50 Cent and LeBron. We're making the Texans bandwagon cool again. It's Gallant and George, Sean Mapes, me, Joe's in Chicago. Stay put.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We're trying to build up that Houston Texans bandwagon. Some thoughts on the text line. Mina Kimes? Yeah, she's already there. Mina Kimes loves CJ Stroud, but we want to make her official Houston Texans fan. I'm a Mina Kimes fan. I know that's not everybody's favorite, but I think she's fun. I think she's good talking about football. Someone suggests Drake. He's been in too many bandwagons, you know? And yeah. Also the Not Like Us song, post that. I feel like he's toxic.
It's a tough one to be like, yeah, sign us up for Drake in 2024.
50 Cent is always going to be cool. That's why it's awesome to have 50 Cent on the bandwagon. Because 50 Cent marches to the beat of his own drum, has always been talking bleep about a lot of these guys who, let's just say, in the music industry have aged poorly. LeBron, a lot of people don't like him. I'll admit, I'm one of them. But if he likes CJ Stroud, it makes the bandwagon a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like the Los Angeles Clippers with Shia LaBeouf as my number one fan, okay? And I like Shia. I do. But I want to raise the profile of the Texans and cool fans, that does it. Look at the Lakers. Jack Nicholson, courtside.
I'm surprised Shia LaBeouf is still allowed into buildings, public events.
I want to know what it is he's done. He just seems crazy. But yeah. I don't know if there's actually anything, and I could be wrong here, correct me if you want.
He seems reckless.
I don't think there's anything that's happened that's so bad that he needs to go to jail. More comments. People that we would want to bring on the Houston Texans bandwagon. I said the Costco guys. I want to bring them on.
Eric the Driver says, I'd rather have young Sheldon than the Costco guys. Well, no, we want OG.
Yeah.
OG Sheldon, played by Jim Parsons, who went to UH, and I believe is from the Third Ward.
Yes, we want 30s-ish Sheldon. Yeah. Young Sheldon, keep him. Don't care.
No, don't care. Old Sheldon, OG Sheldon, actually Houston guy, we'll welcome him in. Another texter talking about the Costco guys. I hope that Boom family drives off a cliff like the O'Doyles. Oh, Billy Madison reference. You got me.
That I don't like that. That's ugly. Also,
Junior Bronco says Jim Parsons went to Klein Oak. That does sound like where Jim Parsons would have actually gone to school. Kind of like Travis Scott. Ooh, Travis Scott's from Houston. No, he's from Missouri City.
There is a abuse allegations part of the Shia LaBeouf.
Okay. Well, the Clippers' number one fan is Frankie Muniz then. And I want to have a cooler one fan than Frankie Muniz, who is cool, but he's been gone for so long. It's sort of like with Tony Hawk. You forget what it is he used to do that was so cool. Because he's so low profile.
Do you forget about Tony Hawk?
Well, Tony Hawk is constantly seen in public and no one recognizes him. He talks about this all the time. Andrew Dice Clay is that now. The famous stand-up comedian from back in the day. I know that...
He's before my time.
He's before my time as well.
I'll be polite and not alone. I know the name. I know some of his work. We cannot play any of it.
We cannot play any of it. He is exactly something that you could not put on the radio. So we're thinking about things that we can bring aboard the Houston Texans bandwagon. I want as many suggestions as I can get. Sorry, listen, people that are correcting me on Jim Parsons. I read the first text and someone said he's from the Third Ward, okay? Probably should have thought that one a little bit through.
We're shooting from the hip, right?
We always shoot from the hip. It's just
Jim Parsons, whatever, who cares?
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey suggests Eric the Driver. That would be cool, but I feel like his brand is Texas. Would he, especially in a year where Texas is doing so well?
Yeah. Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah, that's too much. Tough.
Also, I have to believe he's a Cowboys fan. Just like the timing of it, of like when he was young,
maybe,
and where he's from South Texas, moved to Northeast Texas. Like I don't know.
That adds up. That adds up. Definitely no Ted Cruz. I think we can all agree on that one. Anyway, if you have a celebrity in your life that you want to be a Houston Texans fan like yourself, 713-780-3776 to call, to text. You can join us on YouTube at ESPN Houston or on Twitch at ESPN 975. Omar Mercado and texters have suggested Simone Biles. Sadly, Jonathan Owens is gone.
You know what we do? We use that conditional sixth-round pick that the Texans got from the Cam Akers trade. Send that to the Bears.
They theoretically could use Jonathan Owens right now.
Need a DB.
Joe George would be able to tell us more, and Joe's in Chicago right now. He'll be back on Monday. That's why it's just Galan and George, just Paul, no Joe. That would be fun.
Yeah. Not important enough probably to call him on his vacation and be like, what do you think about Jonathan Owens?
Right.
What is this, conditional six next year enough?
I think it would probably cost a little bit more than that, to be perfectly honest.
Just if I was a GM, just to like, I don't want to have to like go through this if we're not getting at least a fifth round pick. Like I don't want to go through the hassle of calling this into the league. Whatever. No thanks. I'll just cut him. Who cares?
Who cares? Anyway. It's Galan and George. Up next, garbage time. We do a segment called Washed. Watch while Joe is here. I know what truly is washed. The Costco guys already proved it. You'll hear what that is on the other side. Stay put.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Galant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Last chance to dance, Galant and George. Still getting suggestions for celebrities that we would welcome with open arms onto the Houston Texans bandwagon. 50 Cent, already there. LeBron James, seems like he's there. The Costco guys, I think they can be bought. CJ Stroud just has to do the boom dance like Quinn Ewers did. They released a statement acknowledging Quinn Ewers' dance. Imagine what happens if CJ Stroud does it.
Yeah, and they want, it was a dance so impressive, or that it warmed their hearts so much that they want him on the New York Giants and called him one of the first quarterbacks going to be picked on the draft. I was like, oh, I don't know. But no offense to Daniel Jones.
No offense to Daniel Jones, which they clarify. from the 832, Beyonce. I don't want the Beehive to get mad at me, but I feel like her being married to Jay-Z makes her less cool. Another artist I don't really get the appeal for. I don't. Never have.
Jay-Z.
Ha-ha! Hova! I don't get it. I don't get it. Also, I think he is not good-looking enough to be married to her. Sorry for being looksist, but...
I don't think that's a controversial thought.
Yeah, yeah. So, Beyonce, is she the A-list kind of star that the Costco guys are? I don't know.
Yeah.
They're a real musical talent. You heard that song in the last segment. Come on. Someone suggests The Rock. He's Miami.
Yeah, I'm not.
I would 100%, though, take, as another texter suggested, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Hell yeah. There we go.
Cat Dad. What? He is. Look at his Instagram.
He is a cat dad.
His cat's name is Poncho.
It's a giant cat, too. When you take into account how giant of a man Stone Cold is, and he's holding this big cat, you're like, where does he get this cat that's so big? Yeah.
This is a good one from the 936. This would be the ultimate heel turn. Troy Aikman. That would be pretty funny.
That'd be hilarious.
I mean, with the way things are going for Jerry Jones right now, that has to be at least a 1% possibility.
It's like all the Houston Oilers that are now at Titans games. The Texans just buy off some Cowboys.
A couple of clarifications as well, because we talked about Jim Ward. I saw Jim Ward. Jeez, I can't see now. I'm getting dyslexic with words.
Dave Ward.
Jim Pistott. That's too confusing. Shout out to him. Channel 13, right?
Yeah, legend.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Jim Parsons went to Klein Oak High School, but he went to the University of Houston, which is located in the Third Ward. So
you could say
whenever Jim Crane is Jim Crane.
Oh my
Jesus
God!
Christ, there's too many days. I'm so bad with this. I need a teleprompter like Ron Burgundy
or like the Pepe Silva. Jim Ward.
It's my first day back without a co-host in a while. Okay, cut me some slack. So Jim Parsons, when he's throwing up the cougar paw, you know,
yeah,
Third Ward. That's what it's for. I'm just kidding. It's not actually for that. But you could say that it's for that because it looks like a W and there's three right there. He can claim that he's from the Third Ward because he went to the University of Houston.
Yeah. You could say he grew up in the Third Ward because who didn't grow up a little when they're in college? You know, it's your first time on your own.
That's a great point.
So he grew up in Third Ward.
So now we clarify.
He grew up inside of Third Ward.
Bear Brother 123 suggests, what have you been smoking? Nothing yet.
I do love.
If only.
There's just the power of suggestion of just someone says Jim Parsons is from the Third Ward, going, yeah, okay. Guess people are saying he's from the Third Ward.
Listen, guys, I just think that anybody can be from anywhere.
Yeah.
Because I think all people are the same. Because we're all people. We're all humans at the end of the day. Shout out to humanity. Why are you laughing?
No.
That was heartfelt.
I just wanted to let that moment sit for a second. You
and
know?
It did sit, and now everyone knows it.
We are the world. We are the people.
All right, time for garbage time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
The Twitch says the Texans have two flagship stations. That's better than any one celebrity. Well, we talked a lot of Texans today. What? They're the best team in town right now.
We talked about the Astros for 30 uninterrupted minutes.
We did. Junior Bronco says the Texans have Mike Lindell, the Bipillow guy, as a beat reporter covering the team. Stop. Cody would acknowledge, though, that he looks a little bit like the My Pillow guy. I think he's dressed as him for Halloween before. Could be wrong on that one, but that was pretty funny. All right, guys, the bar has been lowered. We do Washed Watch Wednesday, whenever Joe's in. What's washed? The bar to be famous. The Costco guys, they're finally famous. We bring the poop! Double chalk chocolate cookie!
Yeah, that's A-plus stuff. That deserves to be famous.
The Hawk Tua girl? Does she deserve to be famous,
that's
Sean?
Costco guys are A's. She's like a B.
I am told, and I could be wrong, this person who is an attractive woman who answered these questions correctly, wearing a dress that shows a lot of cleavage, this lady apparently is now famous.
What does WWW stand for?
World Wide Web.
What's the largest country in the world?
The large, by land or by people?
It's a good question, by land.
I don't know. Russia?
Correct. Okay. How many states are there in the U.S.?
50.
Correct. She's smart. You're smart.
I'm smart.
You're smart. All right. What about this one? This one's more complicated. What does H2O stand for?
Well, it's like two hydrogen, one oxygen, and it's water.
Wow. You're smart. Okay,
so
I got
smart.
More. I got more. What does CEO stand for?
Something executive officer. Is it certified? No.
Chief executive officer. But I'll give you that one.
Simp, you're going to give it to her? No, you're not. First off, with that answer. Second, no. Sir, no. No, no, no. She got it wrong.
I'd be so insulted if someone asked me how many states are in the U.S. and I said 50 and they go, good job, you're so smart. I'd be like, what, you want to fight? Like, what?
That does sound sarcastic.
Yeah,
right.
It's like, how am I supposed to take that not as an insult?
It's condescending and patronizing.
Hey, what does H2O stand for?
That one would be difficult for me to explain. I would have just said water.
And guess what? You probably would go, that's so smart. Good job.
Honestly, you're probably right. I would not have gotten CEO right. I would not have gotten that.
Really?
I would have said central. I don't know. I don't even know what it is. Like, I listened to that. I didn't even listen.
Chief executive officer.
One more time?
Chief executive officer.
Chief executive officer. Why not just say chief? Is that racist or
yeah,
something?
Come on.
All right, fine.
Gotta pay the Lamar Hunt family for that.
Speaking of lowering the bar for fame, remember Luana Alonso, the 20-year-old Paraguayan swimmer who got kicked out of the Olympic Village this summer for inappropriate behavior? Guess what she's done?
Return to the pool.
Created an OnlyFans.
Oh.
The bar is so low. The bar is so effing low. God, we're doomed. Big story in the NFL. From the New York Post, Bill Belichick's at a coaching crossroads as a rumor surfaces about his potential marriage to Jordan Hudson, the 24-year-old ex-Patriots cheerleader.
So he might not coach the Cowboys because he's going to marry a 24-year-old?
He might not coach the Cowboys. He is on Inside the NFL on the CW. What?
No.
You're not going to watch it?
That's not quite the same as coaching the Cowboys.
Not going to lie. Because I've seen him a couple of times on Inside the NFL, I actually scheduled it to be recorded on my way overpriced Fubo TV DVR.
Do you think his girlfriend is just watching the CW and she's like, oh, wow, he's on this show?
Probably back in the day. I don't think CW has the cachet it used to with young American ladies. Mike Gundy. Oh, boy. I don't know how this happened, but this is the headline. Oklahoma State's Mike Gundy suffers eye injury after being headbutted by a cow during a bye week. It's been a good week for long-horned mammals. I don't know how many people saw that longhorn. An OU fan goes up next to her, does the horns down, and the longhorn just pops him in the head. And then on top of that, I mean, now we're seeing a lot of stories about Bevo's rivalry with the Ugga, the disgusting pig of a mascot for Georgia.
It's a bulldog. Just for those who don't know.
It's a disgusting pig.
It's not a pig.
It's gross. You can't even eat it.
Well,
in another country. In another country, maybe.
Yeah,
you could.
You
anyway.
Can eat it. You can eat anything. Really.
And on that note, Joe will be back Monday.
For Sean Mapes, our texters, our callers, our tweeters, our YouTubers, Twitchers, and for Jeremy Booth, I am merely Paul Gallant. So long, farewell, have yourselves a wonderful Wednesday. The Killer Bees are up next. Peace.
ESPN 97.5.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, guys, so check this out. Have you ever heard of Goldbelly? Okay, so it's this amazing site where you can order the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants all across the country, and they will ship it straight to your door. That's right, these guys will ship you Philly cheesesteaks from Jim's or Pat's in Philly, Buffalo wings from the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, and even Kansas City's most legendary barbecue. So if you're looking to host an epic Super Bowl party, go to GoldBelly.com and get free shipping and 20% off your first order with promo code GAMEDAY.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.